There's a show in town, a one-woman show called Squeeze My Cans that is getting a lot of attention, and rightfully so.
I'm ashamed of you today.
I'm ashamed of me for many reasons. This is just a pile it on the list. Kathy Schenkelberg joins us right now, Chicago actress and playwright now, we have to say.
Yeah.
First of all, congrats on this show, Kathy.
Thank you. I'm very
this
excited.
Is very, my wife saw the show about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
The workshop at the Lifeline.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Where's
and
that?
Went on
it was
and on.
In January, yeah. I'm sorry, Lifeline Theater, Filet of Solo, did a workshop of Squeeze My Cans.
It is now at the Greenhouse Theater.
It's at the Greenhouse Theater on Lincoln Avenue.
All right. Now, it has to do with your 14 years as a member of the Church of Scientology. And that's something, as soon as that topic comes up, people get very nervous because the Scientology, the people who are behind Scientology, are very litigious. And if anyone says anything bad about it, there's trouble. How are you able to pull the show off?
Well, it's my story, so it's all true. It's a story that happened to me, so
yeah.
I'm just sharing that with the audience.
Has anyone from the Church of Scientology come to you at any point and said, we would really like it if you did not do this show?
No. They took just under $1 million from me in almost 2 decades of my life. When I said 14 years... That's stepping in and stepping out. It took me another 5 years to get out of Scientology because I had my agent, my manager. I was out in LA at the time. I had doctors, dentists, tax guys, friends. They insulated me to the point where leaving meant you leave all these other people too.
I have so many questions about Scientology because I know L. Ron Hubbard wrote the book Dianetics, mm-hmm. and that's what this is all kind of based on, isn't it?
Right, right. He wrote that book in the 50s. And
he's no longer with us and hasn't been for quite some time.
He left his body, as you would say, as a Scientologist in 1986.
Whoa.
Yeah, he departed.
Yes.
To go on to another planet, probably.
But he was primarily a science fiction writer.
Yep, pulp fiction.
Mostly. He wrote Battlefield Earth and mm-hmm. a couple of other hits.
Oh, he was huge in sci-fi.
Oh, yeah.
He made a bet that he could, I think it was Aleister Crowley, I could be wrong, but he made a bet that he could, if you want to make $1 million, start a religion.
All right, I'll think about that.
Yeah.
The fish bra religion.
That's going to work for you. It's going to work. So how did you get suckered into this? It happened here in town. It happened
in
Chicago.
Although suckered into it, you weren't feeling that at the beginning.
No, I was early 20s. I had heard about Dianetics a couple times before. And then when I finally was ready to try it, I was premenstrual, of course. So I was going through some emotional issues. And I met an actress at an audition who said, hey, how you doing? And I started to cry because I had just interviewed for the Peace Corps. And she said, you know, I have something to tell you about that's helped me. And that's how I started.
And, you know, at that point, you're trying to find the answers. What religion were you born into?
I was raised Catholic, 10 kids in Nebraska. And yes, I was spiritually searching for sure. I was ready. I was searching. I was studying crystals, meditation. I even spoke in tongues. I hung out at the North Avenue Beach and drummed and slept with rocks. And I was looking, man.
Mm-hmm.
But this was the perfect solution at the perfect time. Timing is everything, I think. Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
Yeah. In fact, I talk about that in the show. We say timing is everything. You know, I could have been, I could have been in another religion if the timing was, you know.
Kathy, in your opinion, do you think that the Church of Scientology has a specific target type? Are they looking for somebody that they say, well, we can prey on them, they're a little vulnerable right now?
Yeah, the young and the vulnerable, the ones that are searching. They're not going to seek out the ones that are downtrodden. And I always had a problem with that. I said, why don't we help this homeless guy? Or why aren't we helping these guys? And I was always told we help the able become more able.
Yeah.
Less work, faster results.
That's
what
it is.
Well, who wouldn't want to do that?
Right.
I've spent my whole life trying to get somewhere the easiest way.
Yeah.
So you hear that, you're going to say, okay, this is for me.
Right, right. But I did have a problem with, see, when I donated money, I thought it was going to help groups. Like when I wanted to join the Peace Corps, it was because I wanted to help. So I was told that this is the group that helps mankind. And I was like, well, this is great. So I was making money and I was helping and I was contributing. And they had these glossy magazines and they show you pictures of Scientologists around the world, you know, building wells and doing things. But no, they were just buying property.
But they want you to do well because the more money you make, the more money they make.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you sign a contract with them that you have to give them money? Do you just want to donate because you're believing in this and you want to continue the success of Scientology? Is that how it
happens? No, I didn't sign a contract, but there is a contract that you sign if you become a staff member, a C organization member. It's a billion-year contract. And I did
a billion-year?
Yes, it's a billion-year.
With an option year at the end of that?
Yeah, exactly. No pension. No pension.
Wow.
Yeah. No. I was a public person, so I, you know, I didn't sign a contract. But, you know, I got in, and I was like, oh, this is fun. Everybody says I'm so cool, and you're so big, and wow, you could do anything if you set your mind to it. And I kept progressing, and I was working, doing voiceover in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I was quite successful. And then I got the Bozo Show.
Right.
I was Pepper the Clown on the Bozo Show.
Yeah.
Which
for,
I was telling
for a
you.
Year,
yeah.
A couple of years, right?
I think three contracts I had.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It looks
not,
like
not
this...
the billion-year deal on the Bozo
no,
Show.
No.
Right.
It looks like everything's kind of coming up roses, and maybe the Scientology is really opening pathways for you to succeed. You started really believing in it, didn't you? Or no?
Yeah, no, I believed in it. It's when you get further into it that you're going, oh, how the heck do I get out of here?
And why can't you just say, hey, I don't want to go to any more church meetings?
Come see Squeeze My Cans at the Greenhouse Theater. I'm telling you, it's so hard
to
it's so hard to explain. When you're first in Scientology and someone asks you about it, you're always told, hand them a book. Tell them to read a book. Don't get into it because it's a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
My director, Shirley Anderson, is here, and she's from Chicago, and she researched a lot on cults, and she was fascinated.
Why Shirley? It was just referred to as a rabbit hole. Why? Because why?
Well, it's insanely
detailed.
Can you move
a little closer to the mic? Thank you.
It's insanely detailed,
yeah.
the program. And in order to, you know, make more and more money, they have to continue to invent more and more programs.
Right.
So that, you know, they can charge people. But if you, it's all out there now on the internet. If you even do one Google, you're going down an internet rabbit hole. There's Reddits, there's anti-Scientology websites. The Scientologists are trying to chase after that also to cut back on the damage. I don't think they can do any.
Listen, there was no internet. I mean, the internet was just starting in the early 90s.
You
so
couldn't
I didn't,
research.
I didn't. I didn't have the luxury. And once you're in, you're told kind of not to look at the internet, read the newspaper. Have anything to do with the newspaper reporter. I mean, this, I would be written up. This is, you guys are suppressive right now to me. I'm declared a suppressive person, by the way.
They keep a list of potentially dangerous people,
yes,
and you're on that
I'm
list.
I'm very dangerous. Yeah. In fact, the list is on the church on Lincoln Avenue. It's in the basement. And somebody, a friend of mine, before they left the church said, oh, yeah, your name's on a piece of paper in the basement of the Church of Scientology on Lincoln Avenue.
But they're not going to do anything to you.
I don't know. I was kind of looking out the window here.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't think so. I mean, why? I'm just a schmo. I'm just a girl.
Well, that's
got into a cult.
That's what's so subversive about this, though. Huh? It's subversive because you aren't a celebrity. You aren't someone who signed a billion-dollar contract. You're the person who made the church rich.
Yeah,
absolutely. Because you have John Travolta and Tom Cruise that are
they use the celebrities for their face for their. I mean, I'm sure they contribute, but the money is made from the public people. The money is filtered in by people like me.
So we always hear when we hear about people who are in Scientology, it's your A-level actors like the ones Wendy just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
But that's only a part of it. That's
I never even knew about any celebrities.
You didn't
knew. Nope, didn't know at all.
Huh.
I got in Chicago.
Yeah.
You know? You were searching for something, and it seemed like the answer.
Yeah.
And so if anyone's listening right now and is trying to find their path in life, I guess you would advise them maybe to look elsewhere.
Right. I mean, look, we all want to do and help others.
Sure.
And belong to
something.
I don't
think Scientology is the answer. It has helped people, I'm sure. But and in the beginning, it did help me. But the further I got in, you guys, the further I was disconnected from people, loved ones, even my family. I didn't disconnect with them, but they were like, you're not around as much.
And is that the suggestion of the church themselves? Do they say, hey, these people
we're
in
your family
past,
now.
Yeah
well,
kind of
it's a slow burn, man. You just, they insulate you. You don't realize it's happening until all of a sudden you look around and you go, oh, all my friends are Scientologists, my doctor, dentist, lawyer, everybody
yeah.
is a Scientologist. No, my family was never in Scientology, and I would never disconnect with them.
Yeah.
And had they maybe spoke up, I mean, I can't guarantee. They knew about the disconnection policy in Scientology, and it does exist. And they cannot tell me it doesn't. I lived it.
Yeah.
And other people have lost loved ones. They don't even see their children or their parents. Huh. I'm lucky. I just lost my accountant, my manager, my doctor, dentist.
You can always get a new
dermatologist. Oh, I could use a dermatologist right now.
Want to take a quick break?
Yeah,
and then
we need
I'm
to.
So intrigued by this, and I would love to see Squeeze My Cans because it's a learning experience and sounds like it's pretty funny, too.
Yeah, it's fun.
The show is at the Greenhouse Theater. You want to go to greenhousetheater.org for all your ticket information. We'll return more and talk about the show with the star and the director next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Kathy Schenkelberg is here. Her show is called Squeeze My Cans. It's playing at the Greenhouse Theater. Go to greenhousetheater.org. It's there July 14th.
I can't believe you haven't asked me a question about the title.
Are you forbidden to squeeze cans in the Scientology?
I have to tell you something so funny. So I'm in L.A. I go back and forth from Chicago to L.A. and my agent at William Morris there, we're having a cocktail. Can I say that on television?
Nope.
On radio?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Anyway, and I go, gosh, I got to get the right name for my show. And he knew me before I was in, when I was in, and when I got out. And he said, he always used to make jokes to me, hey, did you squeeze your cans today? Because there are two metal cans connected to the e-meter, which is like a lie detector.
Yeah.
And you hold these cans in order to locate areas of spiritual distress or travail that, you know, when you're counseling, when you're getting Scientology auditing. So we always would say, because I was on the very highest level in Scientology, did you squeeze your cans today? And I'm like, shut up, you know. So now I'm out and we're having cocktails and he goes, your show title is Squeeze My Cans. And
oh.
I thought,
that's it.
It's brilliant because the juxtaposition with the boobs.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine.
On the, you know, I'm like, and the, you know, the little alien hands grabbing him. It's like a Pulp Fiction type thing. This is so going in a place I didn't expect.
So perfect, though, the double entendre with the squeeze my cans.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
So I was asking you off the air. We just drove through Arcola. Is it Arcola, Illinois? Like the Amish capital of Illinois. And there was an Amish family with their horse and buggy parked out in back of a Dairy Queen having a little snack there. And there are certain rules and regulations that we hear about religions. Mm-hmm. No electricity with the Amish. Are there things in Scientology that you are or aren't supposed to do?
Well, you can't drink alcohol or have aspirin.
Oh,
24 hours before you have a session or you're on course in Scientology. So you just can't have it 24 hours before. But they don't promote psychiatric drugs. They do not like the psychs at all.
Okay, what about counseling?
You know, it's funny, when I got in, I was raised Catholic, they said we're non-denominational. Okay, that means I can practice any religion. Well, the further I got in, and like I was doing yoga, and they were like, that's another practice. I had my palm read. Someone read my palm at the Santa Monica Pier, just grabbed my hand and started reading it. I handed her $5. Mm-hmm. It cost me about $800 to handle what I did to pull that in. I'm using terminology.
How do they make that happen? Like, how do they determine what you did is wrong and what the charge will be?
Well, you're on this lie detector, this e-meter, and you're holding the cans, and you could say apples, and the needle on the dial of the e-meter is just idle. It's just kind of, and you could say orange, and the needle drops. Okay, we're going to pick up oranges. I'm using those. I mean, for me, it was like, did you look at the internet? No. Did you read the newspaper? Did you look at any black PR on Scientology? Yeah, I read that Time magazine article. Boom, the needle falls. Okay, what overt transgression or sin did you commit that made you look at that? And then that's where you spend the money.
I'm Catholic too, and this is more penance and worse than Catholicism.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and you don't even have time to feel guilty because you're punished immediately.
Shirley knows how hard it was to go through this because it was cathartic for me. This was my therapy. I mean, writing the show and going through it all over again. And on stage, it's cathartic.
Yeah.
You've watched that
Unfold. I mean, well, we've worked I've worked on this for 9 months, so it feels like a baby to me. But yeah, I mean, she's done so much writing, and we have gone through a lot of emotional ups and downs with this show. It's been painful to work on.
Sure,
but it's been,
I bet.
Yeah, started it's in my so 20s. Rewarding. I'm middle-aged. I lost $1 million. I was on food stamps. I got notice on my house. I'm living in people's homes. You know, I haven't paid rent. I don't have any money for rent. I'm not looking for pity. I wrote a show, and I get to travel with it.
Right.
But you people know? Who have gone as far as she's gone often are not here anymore. They have they've gone crazy. They've killed themselves.
Because they feel there's no escape,
it's
probably.
It's no joke. This organization not only robs your money and your time, but your identity.
Yeah.
I have a friend in Chicago, and he was an ad agent, and I don't know if I can say his name, but he was on the level I was on. And I did McDonald's voiceover commercials with him.
Yeah.
And he lost everything. He lost all his money and his job at BBDO.
Yeah.
And he went to the church and he asked for help. And the church shunned him and he left and he killed himself. And I asked what happened to him, and the church said, oh, his father was suppressing him. It's his father's fault. He went and had a psychotic break. But then I looked, and the Reader did an article on him. I went further and went, no. He asked for help. Another friend of mine from Germany asked for help. She killed herself.
Yeah.
I felt like I was going crazy. The higher I got in Scientology on these levels, I felt like there was things.
Well, you don't as a person matter anymore. It's not mm-hmm. about you anymore. It's about not you. It's about something in the air. It's about something invisible.
I remember with the levels, and I don't understand the significance, but I know Tom Cruise has mentioned that he's a grand thetan. Am I saying that right?
A thetan. He's an operating thetan.
Okay. So what does that get you?
After Dianetics Clear, which is getting rid of your reactive mind, you do upper levels in Scientology, and they're called OT levels, operating thetan, which is cause over life. So you go through these levels, and you get higher and higher and higher, and you're supposed to become more yourself. But I became less myself. My personality here is vivacious.
Yeah.
When I was on the upper levels, it was like, hey, Wendy.
It just seems like, very brainwashy. I mean, you know,
completely.
I can't speak because I've never done it, but I mean, really, it's like they're telling you how to be, yet you enter into this wanting to be the best you can be, but you're being squashed.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
When one of your A-list stars like Leah Remini, when she says, I don't want to do this anymore, I want a clean break, and they don't give it to her, what do you make of that when you see somebody who's high profile like that, who just give such a hard time to?
Well, it's funny because she just asked a question. Where is your wife?
Yeah.
To the chairman of the head of the church, David Miscavige, where is your wife? I was friends with her.
Yeah.
And she had to go through a litany of stuff to handle why she asked that question or what. You know, I haven't read her book, but I have lots of friends who did. And I don't know her personally, but I did work with her mom when I was in the church. We were twins on course every once in a while. Her whole family left with her because, listen, you can't just leave Scientology. If you leave Scientology and other people don't, those people are told, no, you can't be in touch with that person. They say that's not true, but it's true.
And that can be a mother and a daughter or anything, a married couple.
You have no idea how many people have lost loved ones in Scientology, and that is a tragedy. I can't even...
I got to go squeeze
your
cans.
Wow, yes.
I got to see squeeze my cans.
Yeah, well, you can squeeze my cans and see my cans.
Wow, I hope people just tuned in to hear that. I hope they just now turned on the air.
At least I didn't say motorboat.
You're fine. You're fine. Kathy Schenkelberg's show is called Squeeze My Cans. It's at the Greenhouse Theater. You want to go to greenhousetheater.org for all your ticket information. It opens July the 14th. Well, it's already opened.
Yeah. No, it opens tomorrow. Yeah. So the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah.
We did it at the Fringe. And now we're doing it here. We're so
people
excited.
Love it. And it closes July 24th, though.
I did 2 weeks here.
That's it.
So 2 weeks, and the tickets are $25, but if you use the code word WGN, you get 25% off.
Nice. Very, very nice.
I got to go see this because I need to learn, and I need to see you go through your therapy.
Yeah, it's 80 minutes. And
it's hilarious until it's not.
Yeah, that's what it
love
is,
love that
right?
quote.
Yeah. All right, so that's Kathy Schenkelberg and Shirley Anderson, who's the director. Good luck with this.
Thank you guys for having us.
We really appreciate it. A quick break, then Kim Gordon with the news. Bill and Wendy, WGN.